أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وصحبه المنتجبين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين، وبه نستعين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. أياما معدودات، فمن كان منكم مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر، وعلى الذين يطيقونه فدية طعام مسكين، فمن تطوع خيرا فهو خير له، وأن تصوموا خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. صدق الله العلي العظيم. We seek refuge to the Almighty Allah, the Lord of the universe, from the evil of the devil. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. It is really a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed upon us to sit down and discuss his revelation, الوحي الإلهي القرآن الكريم. This verse that I have read, it said, O you people who believe, it is written upon you to fast as it is written upon the people who before you, that you may be pious. It is few days. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes into explaining that those who cannot tolerate it, they may fast other days. And then he went into another important information that he had given us by saying, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. This month, the Holy Quran was brought down for us on the heart of our seal of the prophets, حبيب إله العالمين, Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Now, as we know, fasting is a bit of a tolerance. Fasting is restraining yourself from food, from drinking, from many other issues, including the husband and wife relationship, from dawn to dusk, from the moment where the redness of the dawn may show, as I said, خيط الأبيض من الخيط الأحمر, then you stop, whatever you usually do, such as eating, drinking, any other issues, smoking in some parts, until dusk, until sunset. وَأَتِمُّ الصِّيَامَ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ. Now it is a restraint. It is withholding yourself from these things that you used to on a daily basis. How can we see the love of God? How can we see the passion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such an exercise? Therefore, let us concentrate on the verse from the Holy Quran, which began, it is verse 183 until 185 of the Holy Quran. Mind you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful, is kind and compassionate, is loving and caring. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began this verse with a beautiful calling. you realize, he is teaching us how to call each other. He said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. This sentence in itself, all you people who believe. And in other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you a very nice characteristics. Unlike the usual kings, the tyrant kings, that when they would like to put a decree upon the people, you see that they come with harsh words from the king of such and such country, his greatness, his eminence, his highness, to the people, to the citizens. And it is declared that you should do this, 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 and this, without even caring whatever happens to them. You know, a lot of people, for instance, I mean, they have to pay, they have to do whatever's, but does the government or whatever it is cares that if you couldn't pay that? No, you have to pay it anyway. And if they didn't, for instance, like some people that they did not pay their house taxes or whatever, they come and they take it away. This is their job. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no. His decrees are also combined with his compassion, with rahmah. So let's see that. He began by calling us a beautiful name, saying, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, all you people who believe. He himself is calling us. And he himself is giving us a beautiful name. Although he is calling us by saying, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, you see, in the next sentence, in the next word actually, he says, Kutiba, it is written upon you. He did not say, I have written upon you. Now, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he came calling us, but yet when it went into the decree itself, he put it in what we call it, majhul lil mali, majhul bits. It is not known. This is fa'al majhul, fa'al majhul. Fa'al means the executor is unknown. Passive verb, let's say. We don't know who had written it. Of course we know, but let's see why. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began with his mercy. It's just like you. I'm sure a lot of you, they have children, beloved children. In order to let your children do something, like for instance, let's say that you want them to finish up the little medicine that they have to eat, or the little food that they have to eat, or they have to study, for instance. You don't go ahead and you push and pound them. No, you say, oh, my beautiful hero, my little princess, how nice. It is time to study, my dear darling, and so forth. So you give a little title. A beautiful title, a nice title. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is giving us a title. Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu. It says, the hadith said, the calling of Allah. Then again, remind you to another thing. If you read the Holy Quran, in many places, it says, the most joy in the heaven. In the heaven, then everything is a joy over there, whether it's from eating, drinking, fruits, or the maid, the wuldan al-mukhalladun, and the life itself, and everything else. Everything is joy and happiness. But yet, it said the most joy, the most happiness lies when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks to us. And woe be to those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not pay them heed, does not pay them attention, does not talk to them. This is another torture for Allah not to talk to them. So let us do something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks to us. Please, O Lord, let us be among the special ones that you talk to us and you said, Salamun qawlan, Salamun peace. verbs, qawlan, what Allah speaks, min Rabbir Rahim, salamun qawlan min Rabbir Rahim. And here is the same. Here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking to us. That talk in itself is giving you and me a specialty. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. O you who believe. Isn't that nice? And then in the next word, he said, kutiba. Kutiba, a verb that we don't know who is the commander, who is giving that command. You know, we know it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it seems like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He knows that it's a little bit of a tolerance, a little bit of being tired, a little bit of patience from the morning, from the dawn to dusk, not eating, not drinking, not doing many other issues. I mean, a lot of people, they say, okay, the coffee, or a lot of people, they say, whatever it is, smoking or something. You know, restraining yourself out of these. Ya subhanAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of this little tolerance, it seems like it is written upon you. Okay, because of that tolerance. Kutiba alaykum siyam. What is written upon you? Siyam. What is siyam? It is fasting from dawn to dusk. Okay, there are about 10 things that any person who is fasting should restrain himself from. And it is written, please, if you go ahead and you read any book of laws, it is written over there. Right now, what I'm trying to do is to show the mystical aspect of this beautiful verse. Kutiba alaykum siyam. It is written upon you to fast. And then yet immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after that was trying to give you another nice feeling. Don't you feel bad? You're not the only one. This is a very, very old worship. Not only you that the fasting is written about. Also, the nations before you. كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. As it was written upon the people who came before you, the religions that came before you, whether it was Abraham, Moses, Jesus, and you. So you are among the nations that is written upon you. كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts a pay for you. كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. And the pay is great. What is the pay? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Now, if we get into the taqwa, we realize that that is one of the greatest pay that we may have. I don't want to get into the depth of the taqwa, but I just go to the surface. What is taqwa? Brothers and sisters, in every country that you go, they have their own way of showing greatness. They have their own way of showing your power. In this dunya, for instance, let's talk about United States, this country that we are in. In this country, we will see that to show power, you gotta have money, position, for instance, land. And if you need something, if you don't have the money, you have a land, you go ahead and you exchange your land, you sell your land, you get a lot of money. You get the money, you go wherever you want, and you buy things. That is a power in your hand. Whatever you want, you can buy with that money. Now, this is here in this dunya. Sometimes when you go to another country, you need a passport to penetrate another country. Not only the passport, but also the visa in order to get into the country. Okay, fine. What if, God forbid, we died and we went to purgatory, and then purgatory we go to the hereafter? You know, it's another, we have two more stages ahead of us. The question is, in the hereafter, from the moment that we die, what is the means of power? What is the means of exchange? What is the means that you could go and buy things that you want over there? Is it dollars? Is it a piece of land? Well, we don't have these. Is it gold? Maybe it is worthless over there. Then what is the value? What is the means of exchange? It is taqwa, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So the more taqwa we take with us, the more powerful we are. We can exchange whatever we want with the piety that we collect here. Matter of fact, all of the religion is piety. What is this piety? Let's read another verse from the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Holy Quran, يا أيها الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم أتقاكم إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم. O you people, I have created you from one single man and one single woman, and they are Adam, our great-great-grandfather Adam, and great-great-grandmother Eve. May God's peace and blessings be upon them. And I made you nations and tribes, so you will know each other. And then he said, surely, the more honorable in the kingdom of Allah, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ, the more honorable with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is more pious, the one that has more piety. The degree of piety is higher with him. See, people are different in piety. Some people, they only withhold themselves or are pious in this smaller levels. Others, they have piety in a higher issues, more issues. And so forth, until we reach our imams, the ma'sumeen, until they become ma'sum. That's the highest degree of piety. Now of course, the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is the highest. Now, if I want to discuss on our levels, what is piety to us? Our piety to us in the lower level format is to do all of the wajibat. And in other words, if you did not do one wajib, that is haram. To do all of the wajibat and not to do, forbid yourself from all of the muharramat. And then of course, if you want to dig higher, then you will do, of course, all of the mustahabbat. And you will not do all of the makruhat. And then if you want to go even higher than that, what would you do? You know, we have also something called mubahat, mubah. Let me tell you a statement of our grand master after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib. He said, I was not chosen between two issues, except I chose the hard one, the harder one. And in other words, two issues, mubah, both of them are okay for you to do. I'm not now talking about mustahab or makruh, I'm talking about mubah. Mubah is allowed to do. Amir al-Mu'mineen salamu alayhi wa sallam said, even when I'm chosen between, when I have a choice between doing this one and that one, and both of them are okay, I will choose the harder one. See, these are very high, the highest levels of piety. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those people. I know that I am not that level, so therefore, please, O Lord, I pray, at least put me on their camp. Put me under their tent, put me in their city, inshallah ta'ala, so I could see them. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So you will have this taqwa. And mind you, taqwa, brothers and sisters, is the third level of iman. Let me begin. In the school of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you penetrate the school of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have become a Muslim. So the first step when you want to get into school of Allah is that you become a Muslim. After that, you become a mu'min. That's a higher level. See, a Muslim is a Muslim even if he doesn't pray. A Muslim is a Muslim even if he doesn't fast. But a mu'min is higher. He is much higher. A mu'min is the one that believes deeper. He does everything because of that belief. The belief will push him and drive him in order to do whatever he wants. That's a believer. The higher, the third level, first is Muslim, second is mu'min, believer, third is muttaqi. He prevents everything else. Prayer, yes. Can we pray? Yes, I pray. But when? Do I pray on time? Or do I pray at the later times? You see, for instance, the prayer of noon and asr, it's from the midday. Let me call it midday. I don't want to confuse people, because sometimes when I say noon, they think it's 12 o'clock. Not always it's 12 o'clock. Not every country it's 12 o'clock. A lot of places it's 12:30, a lot of places it's 1 o'clock, a lot of places it's 1:50. Like these days is about 1:30, 1:50, 1:40. It is at the later days. So midday is, if you start your noon and asr prayer, your noon prayer, if you start it at midday, okay, that's good. It has the highest in rewards. But God forbid, a person can also delay that prayer. Delay it, another 2 hours, another 3 hours, maybe about 20, 30, 40 minutes before sunset, then he prays. Of course, the compensation, the reward is a lot lower at that time. So you see, a believer may pray, but he prays at these times, at a later times. But a muttaqi, no, it's the one that prays a lot sooner. On time, for instance, he sets himself. You see, everything has its own ratio from the beginning to the end. You know, just like A's, B's, C's, and D's, you know. When you go to college, you have someone who tries hard. He is not satisfied with a low B. He works harder and harder, for instance, to have an A. Then the ones who are A students, you see that they are not satisfied with an A minus. They want to go and have higher and higher. Same thing. Some people, they strain themselves. They are not satisfied for just to be called he prayed. No, he wants to pray on time. You see? The third level in the school of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being muttaqi, taqwa. And does not stop there. We have a lot more. The fourth level is to be a muqin. What is a muqin? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you. And so forth, and so forth, and so forth, until one of our grand scholars, he said that in order to reach the level of being called a prophet, it is the 34th level in the school of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So muttaqi is the beginning. So لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, you will reach that degree. With that degree, God forbid, when a person dies, may Allah give you a very long life, you will see from that point on, you show your degree of taqwa, you show your rewards that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you, and you will see your kingdom over there, inshallah ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not also stop here. What did he say? He said, أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَةً. He wants to give us another satisfaction, another peace of mind that, well, it's not forever. It's only a few days. It is only the month of Ramadan. Whatever, it's 29 days or 30 days. It is only a few days. Then also he did not stop there. He said, not only a few days, but also whoever was sick. There is an exception. I'm going to give you guys an exception. Whoever is sick, or whoever is on a travel. Now, what is the meaning of travel? Now, please, brothers and sisters, as I said, these are technical terms in which if you go to the Book of Laws, they tell you what is the limit of the city, how far, how many kilometers, whether those people who believe their country use kilometers, how many miles for those who believe for their country use miles, or farsakh, if those people who are still in the older measuring scale, and so forth, you know. Please go to the details. But right now, as I said, I am just explaining the verse. And I want you to know how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show us His love in this ayah. Mind you, before I get into the few days and the sickness and the travel, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it's okay, you can eat during these intervals, during these times, and you can refast them other days. And not only that, but also if it is really intolerable, you cannot tolerate it, you don't have to fast. I give you the permission, but I ask you to give a poor rate of one person, to feed one person. How much is that? Now, some countries, maybe $5, $6, $7, some countries maybe $2. So according to your capabilities, and if you can't, and then feed your wife, and so forth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful. But before I get into that one, please also, if you try to go and find a book that discusses hunger, do you know how many benefits in hunger? There are a lot of benefits in hunger. There are so much benefits in hunger that it's really amazing. If a person, of course, a person have to eat, when should he eat? According to our hadiths, it says that do not eat until you are hungry. Now this does not pertain to fasting, because fasting, whether you're hungry or not, you've got to wait until dusk, as long as it is harmless. You know. But in the regular days, it is better not to eat until you are really hungry. And if you are hungry, it is better when you eat to stop eating while you still desire the food. These are hadiths from our imams. Matter of fact, one of our imams even said, he said, if you have to eat, now, of course, sometimes the food is so delicious, the food is so nice, so tasty, that you sit and you want to eat and eat and eat. Said, if you have to, do the following. Let your stomach be in three different portions. One portion is food, one portion is water, and one portion let it be for the air. In other words, eats in a one-third of a stomach portion. SubhanAllah. So, that is the healthy. Don't eat too much, too much, too much. Imam al-Ridha, Shams al-Shumus, wa Anis al-Nufus, the one that is buried in the earth of Tus, Salamullahi alayk, ya Imam al-Ridha, he said, in his book, one of the books that, or the letters that he had written, is called Ar-Risala al-Dhahabiyya. It is a beautiful health book. It's nice for a person to read and get himself acquainted with the restrictions of Imam al-Ridha's letter. He said, if you have to eat, of course, and we have to eat, then eat three meals every 2 days. And in other words, I mean, astaghfirullah, like us, what do? We eat five meals in one day, right? Astaghfirullah, inshallah not. But he said, you eat three meals every 2 days, such as you eat a meal this morning at the breakfast, and then you eat a meal at supper, and then you eat the third meal next day at noon, And then again, and the other day in the breakfast and in the morning. That is the healthiest. So when you're hungry. So in other words, eating too much is not that good. And not also that one, but there are a lot more benefits to being hungry. For instance, did you know that the emptier the stomach, the clearer is the mind? Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi, again, our master after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, al-bitna, eating too much, tudhibu al-fitna, the eating too much will make a person lesser clear in his mind. So the more you fill this one, the foggier will be the mind to think for thinking. So a person would have a clearer mind. And also benefits of fasting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared it upon us. Because if I fast, it is not only that I feel, I sense the hunger of that person who is hungry somewhere around the world, whether he is in the middle of Africa, or India, or wherever that is. I feel his hunger. I feel his thirst. Not only that, but also I feel the thirst of judgment day when I need it the most. I feel the hunger of judgment day when I need to feel it the most. And that will let me be in this dunya more pious, more muttaqi, more taqwa. Therefore, it gives me another characteristic called zahid. Ascetic. And with zuhud, it comes another characteristic. Qana'ah, satisfied. I'll be satisfied. If it came, thank you. Shukran lillah. If it didn't come, ya Allah, I'll wait until you bring it to me. Many, many other characteristics that lies in the beauty of fasting. So therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, although he said it is written upon you, yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with all of these benefits, he says, ayyanan ma'dudat, very few days. And then not only he told us that it is few days, but also he said, and please know that whoever was sick, harm, there is no harm in Islam. La darara wa la dirara fil Islam. There is no harm in Islam. Whoever was sick, or whoever is on a travel, then you can eat and wait until after Ramadan and make it up. Fine. Then what else? Then he said, وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ يُطِيقُونَهُ, and for those that it is hard for them to fast. Now, of course, when I say it is hard for them, it is intolerable for them to fast. What does it mean? It means you can't fast. It is hard for them. And some are intolerable. So we have another range of people that if they fast, it's a little bit more restrained than a normal person. Like older people, like some people who are weak, like some people who have a certain chronic issue, their body. You know, these people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you look at your degree of tolerance. وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ يُطِيقُونَهُ فِدْيَةٌ طَعَامُ مِسْكِينَ فَمَنْ تَطَوَّعَ خَيْرًا فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَهُ وَإِنْ تَصُومُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Now, if you are within the range that, let's say, that your tolerance is 100%, everybody, let's say, and anything, or any issue, let's consider that our tolerance is in a scale of 100%, or 1 to 10 as some people they call it. If the toleration is 9, okay, you don't want to fast, don't fast. If it's 8 maybe, you know, if it's 80%, okay, then it's hard. Then you look at yourself. Now that's hard. So if it is 80%, you can tolerate it. Now, is it better for you to fast? Yes, if you can't tolerate it, fast. If it's higher, no, don't fast. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if it is for you, the tolerance is high. Not in the range that you cannot. If you cannot, definitely not. Then you have to pay one poor rate. But if it's lower, you can. Now, if you can, if you fast, it is better for you, as long as there is no harm whatsoever. But if you don't want to, once again, you pay one poor rate. One per day. But mind you, if you can fast, now that has a great penalty. That is very harsh. It is so harsh that in some cases, if someone broke his fast and he is well capable, knowing that this is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he not only broke his fast on a halal issue, but a haram issue, in some cases, it reaches where he had to free a slave, pay 60 people's poor rate, feed them. Later on, if he decided he want to repent, he got to do this, these things that I'm telling you. Number one, he got to free a slave. Two, he have to give the poor rate of 60 poor person. And three, he have to fast 60 days. On top of it, one day of the day that he broke the fast. SubhanAllah. The punishment on the other side is also great. So therefore, be pious. Before you think about breaking one's fast, your fast, think it over. Why I'm breaking my fast? It is, number one, it is very easy for me. Number two, it is healthy. Number three, it is, I have a great benefits. And number four, there is a way out. If I want one day to break my fast on purpose, at least travel. Take a trip outside in the morning. Go somewhere that is within the distance of travel, which some of our scholars say it's 22 kilometers after the border, whatever that point of border is, and take a bite of food over there. Don't you see how easy it is? Don't you break your fast on purpose, because you are going against that infinite, powerful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-qawi, al-aziz, al-jabbar, al-mutakabbir. Don't you ever let your opponent be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no way for winning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most powerful. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I have given you all of this ease. I know it is hard. I know it is intolerable. Then, let's a little bit get into the one more verse, or a beginning of this verse, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Shahru Ramadan. The month of Ramadan. How great is this month? I only speak about one aspect, and that is Ramadan. And that is the Holy Quran. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. Now, mind you, time, brothers and sisters, is a container that we are in now. And then later on in time, we crawl out of this container, and then God forbid, death is, what is death? Death is getting out of this container and going to the container of barzakh, going into the barzakh or the purgatory. And then after that, we get out of that and we go into the eternity when there's no time whatsoever. Down there, you live forever and ever and ever, and let it be, inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I pray that all of us will be in the heaven and not in the other place. Ya Allah, bihaq Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad, we pray bihaq hada al-shahr, shahrul mubarak, this month of the blessed month the blessed month, I pray to you to make it so we will be in the heaven, inshallah ta'ala, that eternal time and not in the bad place. Shahr Ramadan, this month is a container. But unlike the rest of the containers, unlike the rest of the months, this container that is Shahr Ramadan al-Mubarak, it is holier, it is more sacred than the rest of the months. The rest of the months, whatever they are good, they are nice, whether it was Sha'ban, whether it was Rajab, whether it was Rabi'ul Awwal, Rabi'ul Thani, Jamadiul Awwal, Jamadiul Thani, or even the English, Gregorian, you know, January, February, March, April. These are containers of time. However, the best container is this one. Why? Because الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. Now, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us the Holy Quran? Because this is the month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you and me not only suffer the tolerance of the hunger, but also He wants us to be mixed with the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The month of Quran, that means read the Holy Quran. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات. Yes, subhanAllah. Now, let me discuss. This holy month is a holy 30 days or 29 days according to the container of that time. This month Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I have brought the Quran in this month, therefore I want you to read it. But what do I get if I read the Holy Quran? During the regular months, other than the month of Ramadan, the pay is for every verse that I read, I get the reward of a verse of a Holy Quran. But ya subhanAllah, during this month, the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you the reward. If you read one verse, Allah will give you the reward as if you have read all of the Quran, all of the 6,232 ayahs. Now, if it was not 6,666 ayah, according to today's, it's 6,232 ayahs. So you read one ayah, you read Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah will give you the reward as if you have read the Holy Quran. 6,000 and something rewards of ayah. If you read Mudhammatan, that's an ayah, isn't that something? Ar-Rahman allama al-Quran, that's an ayah. Mudhammatan, fabi'ayya ala'i rabbikuma tukaddiman. These are one ayah, single ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you that much of a reward. More than that, if you read about the ways of the chapters of the Holy Quran, each chapter has its own weight. Chapters of the Holy Quran are not the same. For instance, Surah Al-Fatiha is weighed as much as 2/3 of the Holy Quran. Surah Al-Ikhlas, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ, is weighed as much as 1/3 of the Holy Quran. Anytime you read these two together as if you have read the whole Quran. For instance, did you know that Surah Al-Kafirun, Al-Jahd, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ, if you read it during any time, any era, even other than month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the reward as if you have read 1/4 of the Holy Quran. So therefore, if you read a Fatiha and قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ combined, how many times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the rewards? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the reward as if you have read the Fatiha. Now see how easy it is. Brothers and sisters, please, make it a habit. When you sit in the holy, when you sit in your car, read Al-Fatiha and Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad. When you want to get out, you reach to your place, thank you Allah, read Al-Fatiha and Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad. When you get into your own house, same thing, read Al-Fatiha and قل هو الله أحد. When you want to leave, the same thing. Before you go to bed, but what is the pay? What is the reward? What would I get? You get. During the month of Ramadan, during other than month of Ramadan, you, as if you have read the whole Quran. But during the month of Ramadan, if you read Al-Fatiha and قل هو الله أحد, as if you have read this holy Quran, as if you have read the whole Quran 6,232 times. The whole, as if you have read the whole Quran. Not as if you have read. If you read one ayah, as if you have read all of the Quran, that is how many ayahs, right? But if you have read Fatiha and قل هو الله أحد, how many times? More yet, if you read Al-Fatiha and قل هو الله أحد during Laylatul Qadr, wow, do you know? It is countless. And I really think that it seems like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of our limited mind, you see, we cannot comprehend infinity. Al-azali, al-abadi. We cannot comprehend that eternal issues. We can comprehend pieces of that, you know. So, therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He wants us to, He puts a number. And then He said it is better than that. For instance, He said, Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alf. It is better than 1,000 months. Better than. Yes, subhanAllah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and even in spending, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if you spend a dollar, for instance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that spending, it looks like a grain of seed that you put in the ground, and the ground gets out 10 loaves, and in each loaf there's 100 of that grain, so that's 700. And then Allah said, Wallahu yudha'ifu. Allah will multiply that many, many, many more times. So it is not only, that one reward, $1 that you gave, for instance, to the poor, you get the $10, back and here and there. But that the more you do, the more you get. This month, brothers and sisters, is a great month. The month of Ramadan is one of the greatest months. We should really understand. The hadith, maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us. And one day we discuss what is the hadith that Rasulullah had spoken about this month. قَدْ أَقْبَلَ إِلَيْكُمْ شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ شَهْرُ اللَّهِ. It came to you, but with what? رحمتي والبركة والغفران. Yes, subhanAllah. So it is one of the greatest months. Let us utilize this time. Let us know. I know some of the brothers and sisters that they, during the year, they always plan their break, their off days, and they make it during the month of Ramadan and devote the whole time for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How great that is. SubhanAllah, may Allah give me that blessing, inshaAllah ta'ala. We'll stop here. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. InshaAllah ta'ala, if Allah blessed us, we will have it in another session. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the success to accept. Please, Lord, accept our worship. Accept our fastings. I know there is shaitan, O Lord. Let shaitan be away from us. Don't let shaitan, Ya Allah, with your power, we are weak. At least let us pay heed so he will not come and carve underneath our bags and all of our rewards will go out. You know, have you seen a pocket that has a hole in it? Shaitan does it that way. So Lord, please help us. You protect our deeds. You protect our rewards. Lord, if there is a person in whom we have hurt, please, O Lord, let him be happy with us. O Lord, this is my prayer. I am willing to give him my worship, Lord, So he will be satisfied with me, and you will be satisfied with me, O Lord. We ask you for to repent, al-ghufran. We ask you to get us closer to the Holy Quran. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين.